Service industry workers are in high demand right now. Customers are coming back, and many businesses want to fully reopen after more than a year of COVID restrictions. Business owners are offering all kinds of incentives to try to lure employees. As TBS Isaiah reports, this could be an early sign of economic changes brought about by the pandemic.
Mateo Mejia just accepted a new job as a server in a French bistro in Chestnut Hill. He's thrilled. He says the job pays so well, he cut back his hours, and now he can spend more time with his young daughter.
Workers in the food and beverage industry are at an advantage right now because there are plenty of places hiring. And right now, if you want to, you could pretty much walk into any job, pick whatever you want to do, and pick your schedule.
Mejia says this is the first time he's seen employees with this kind of power in the 20 years he's worked in restaurants.
This has never happened before. If you're sitting in your couch playing with the clicker, now's the time to go and look for a job.
Some companies are offering new incentives to encourage more workers to get back into the job market. Nick Callias is the culinary director of the Lions Group, a company that owns 21 restaurants in New England and Chicago. His firm raised wages and added benefits like 401k accounts, health insurance, and even a $1,000 bonus for workers who refer new employees to the company. Kalia says many workers lost jobs or left the restaurant industry altogether during the pandemic.
People left the industry, but getting them back is going to be hard. You got to win their trust. You're going to pay more. Getting their confidence back to come work for us. Understand that it's 50, 60 hours a week. It's hot kitchens. It's hot restaurants. It's in the sun. It's on the patio. You know, those aren't really, hey, come work for us now.
But small restaurant owners worry the shortage of workers will push them over the edge. Bessie King is the co-owner of Villa Mexico Cafe. She says many of her customers are returning to their offices in the financial district, but she doesn't have enough workers to serve them.
Hi, are you open for lunch?
No, I'm sorry, my friend, not right now.
Oh, hi.
We don't have a full staff to work, so right now, hopefully we'll reopen in July at some point.
Villa Mexico Cafe stayed open through the pandemic, but recently King had to shut it down.
Really is an employment catastrophe right now. If you ask any restaurant owner, they're going to tell you they're short-staffed.
King says she used to pay her employees about $15 an hour. Now she's offering up to $22 an hour, and still she says she's not getting any applications.
So right now really is pivotal for the restaurant industry to continue rebuilding and surviving. Because if COVID didn't close us, the lack of workers will.
Economists say there are several factors behind the shortage of workers, and they include concerns about coronavirus exposure and the lack of childcare. Some workers may wait to re-enter the job market until pandemic unemployment benefits expire in a few months. Larger companies like Amazon, Chipotle, or McDonald's are trying to attract workers with higher wages. On Cape Cod, Stop and Shop supermarkets and some restaurants even offer housing for seasonal employees. But independent restaurants like Villa Mexico Cafe can't afford these extras. King says she worries about the future of her industry.
And come September, there are going to be less restaurants around, more chains around, and what's going to happen to us as owners? Where are we going to go? What are we going to do for a living?
Economists wonder whether this labor shortage could be the start of a more permanent shift in the balance of power between employer and employee.
Let me give you a definitive answer to that question. Nobody knows.
David Otter teaches labor economics at MIT. He says it might be a good thing that workers are in high demand in areas like the restaurant industry.
It would be in many ways beneficial to see labor standards, job quality rise for a large fraction of U.S. workers. And the people who most need a raise are in many of the low-paid hospitality and entertainment and recreation and personal service jobs.
Otter says this adds to the burden for small business owners who may need to raise menu prices to pay for better wages and other benefits. But restaurant server Mateo Mejia says it's time for change.
It's not all about a shift drink and a free meal and working you to the bone. Employees, good employees, bring you money. They add to the bottom line. They build clientele. They're great for your business. Take care of them. Don't underestimate them. Employees are not expendable. They're not a dime a dozen.
Mejia says there is a window of opportunity right now for workers to push for better treatment, and he's urging others to take advantage of the hot jobs market. For 90.9 WBUR and El Planeta, I am Tibisay Sea.